USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
New York Governor Democrat Kathy Hochul made the announcement Wednesday.
Breaking news. There are reports that the suspect has been arrested.
62-year-old Frank James, wanted in connection to the Brooklyn subway shooting, was arrested in Manhattan's East Village after turning himself in through Crime Stoppers. Officials did not comment on the motive behind the shootings, saying that an investigation into the matter is still ongoing. Commercial truckers bringing in produce and other goods from Mexico are protesting a new rule by Texas Governor Greg Abbott requiring additional inspection, resulting in extremely long wait times and the shutdown of at least one border crossing. Governor Abbott has been complaining the federal government is not doing enough to stop the surge of illegal immigration into his state. USA Radio News.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-273-7075. 800-273-7075. 800-273-7075. That's 800-273-7075.
A woman who was duct taped to her seat aboard an American Airlines plane after she allegedly attacked the crew and tried to open the door mid-flight faces an $81,950 fine, the largest handed out by the FAA. The FAA also proposed a fine of $77,272, the second largest ever, against a woman aboard a Delta flight from Las Vegas to Atlanta on July 16th of last year. Midterm elections are starting to unfold in America. Katie Lewis now takes us to Ohio and the gubernatorial race.
Ohio's Republican governor locked his state down early on in the pandemic, but now Mike DeWine is working to win over more conservative voters as he runs for a second term. DeWine remains the favorite to emerge from a May 3rd primary. Recent polls show DeWine in a comfortable position heading into the primary. From the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
We are USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The Body Pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow Bath Sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
The 2024 Democrat presidential primaries may look different from previous years after the DNC panel voted Wednesday to give new states the chance to hold early primaries. States like Iowa and New Hampshire often fight bitterly to keep the coveted first-in-the-nation status. The DNC's Rules and Bylaws Committee voted to allow states to apply to hold early primaries and set dates for them to do so. States will need to send a letter of intent by early May. As the White House announces another $800 million supply package for Ukraine's fight against invading Russia, National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan was on ABC News explaining the goals of the Biden administration.
The bottom line is this. There must be accountability, and the United States will work with the international community to make sure there's accountability. In the meantime, though, we're not going to wait for that. We are going to get Ukraine the weapons it needs to beat back the Russians, to stop them from taking more cities and towns where they commit these crimes, and also to squeeze the Russian economy to increase the pressure and the costs on Vladimir Putin and the Kremlin and the Russian government. That's what we're going to do, and we intend to work in lockstep with our allies and partners in support of the Ukrainians as they defend their country.
Elon Musk filed paperwork on Thursday to buy all of Twitter for roughly $43 billion. That works out to $54.20 per share, and many experts believe at that price, Twitter can't say no. USA Radio News.